You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Emily Connolly with me this week. She's an editor at Audiophile. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
And what audiobook are you listening to that you would like to discuss today?
Today, I have a beautiful new fantasy novel called Daughter of the Moon Goddess, and it's by Su Lin Tan, and it's narrated by Natalie Nottis, and it's book one of the Celestial Kingdoms duology. And it uses Chinese mythology as an inspiration to create this really captivating high fantasy audiobook.
Okay, here's the question I have. I know you love fantasy. Tell me what you love about fantasy.
Let me think about that. That's a good question. I've always loved reading fantasy, even when I was a little kid. I think it's interesting seeing how the author can create these other worlds and how they explain it. And I think it can provide a great escape from what's going on in the world. And I think it's just fun. In this case, it's inspired by Chinese mythology. So you're getting all of these characters and creatures that are inspired by these stories that you might be familiar with, but she's taking it in a whole different direction. And I just love that.
Does it have dragons? I really like fantasy with dragons.
It has dragons and other monsters. It's full of drama and palace intrigue. There are battles. There's a love triangle. It's got a lot, and it's
packed.
Great.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
And Natalie Nottis, of course, does a lot of romance, but she does a lot of fantasy and a lot of Asian titles.
She does. And I loved getting to hear her narrate this. You know, it's 15 hours long, which is on the longer side for what I listened to. And it just flew by.
Oh, I like, you know me, I like the long, I don't like less than 10.
Well, this is a good long one. She's such a smooth narrator, and she's pronouncing the Chinese very easily. It's just all blended together so beautifully. But you also get these moments of intensity, whether it's fight scenes or romance that comes up, and she just carries you right along through it.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you want to set this up?
Yes. Yeah, so this is from the very beginning, and it's about the daughter of the moon goddess, Chang'e. And here in this clip is talking about her mother and her home where they live on the moon.
Okay, this is Daughter of the Moon Goddess. It's by Su Lin Tan, and it's read by Natalie Nottis.
There are many legends about my mother. Some say she betrayed her husband, a great mortal warrior, stealing his elixir of immortality to become a goddess. Others depict her as an innocent victim who swallowed the elixir while trying to save it from thieves. Whichever story you believe, my mother, Chang'e, became immortal, as did I. I remember the stillness of my home. It was just myself, a loyal attendant named Ping'e, and my mother residing on the moon. We lived in a palace built from shining white stone, with columns of mother of pearl and a sweeping roof of pure silver. Its vast rooms were filled with cinnamon wood furniture, their spicy fragrance wafting through the air. A forest of white osmanthus trees surrounded us, with a single laurel in its midst, bearing luminous seeds with an ethereal shimmer.
Natalie has a very deliberate way of phrasing that I like, and she takes her time, which I like. She never rushes through sentences, and I really appreciate that.
And I think it works well. The writing is so lush, and you're really getting a sense of what is it like there when she travels around all these different places that she's going. You get such a sense of them, and Natalie, I think she does an excellent job with that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and it sounds like a lot of fun as we're in the doldrums of winter.
Yeah, exactly.
That is Daughter of the Moon Goddess. It's written by Sulin Tan and read by Natalie Nottis. Emily, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Oasis Audio, publisher of The Phantom Stallion, The Nancy Drew Diaries, The Boxcar Children, and other great children's classics. Visit oasisaudio.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.